Massachusetts. It's on track to be to have the highest state minimum wage. Now, I had told you a long time ago that Seattle, Washington was in the process of approving and raising their minimum wage to $15. Well, Massachusetts on Thursday gave approval for $11 an hour, okay, up from $8. Now, the reason why they're also going to be the highest state is because they are increasing their sub-minimum base wage. That's for tipped workers, okay? And so they're going from $2.63 to $3.75. And then also they are proposing that employers must make up the difference. For some reason, the tip worker doesn't earn the equivalent of the full minimum wage. Yeah, so it's a really good legislation that's been rolled out, so I'm really excited about that. And we'll see how far it goes. But yesterday, President Obama came out and spoke about it and really tipped his hat off to the state of Massachusetts. And you know who the governor is? Yes. Deval Patrick, right. And so there are lots of states that are coming. So right now there are some more states that are coming up, and they're all raising to at least one is $9.25, and then some are going $10.50, and $10 was the lowest, I think $10.10. So everyone's increasing it from that $7 mark, but not enough. Not every state. It's about 10 doing it, but not every state right now. So
right. All right.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll go back to this minimum wage issue and the debate. And I always, you know, you always get these people who are big and bad and say, look, that's the economy. That's the way it works. That's the if you're flipping burgers, that's all you're worth. Well, you take that same energy, that same gumption, and point it upward and say, why is a CEO of a company getting $30 million a year?
Doing that much work.
So if you want to pick on somebody instead of the minimum wage worker.
That's true.
Turn that ire upward.
But Robert, they have to get paid that much because they're out on the golf course.
That's right. Man, you know how hard it is to play golf.
It's not only that. Do you know how much it is to maintain those golf resort memberships?
That's right.
The memberships.
They need that 30
that are,
million. That
30 those million. Memberships are like $200,000 a year.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Let me change my tune here. Yeah. My goodness. What am I saying?
We don't want to put them on welfare.
On food stamps.
No. So if you big and bad and you want to pick on somebody, you turn that big and badness upward. That's pick on these folks at Walmart. They got these truckers out here driving all these hours, running into folks, almost killing Tracy Morgan.
Really?
So if you want to pick on somebody, pick on the big guys. It's easy to pick on the teenage workers. It's easy to pick on the out-of-work moms who trying to go out here and make a living to feed her kids. That's the easy fight.
trying to make an honest living.
Man, I tell you.
I think they should, across the board, it needs to be at least $15.
And if you want to know where the money...
Because I think anything, even $15 is hard to live off that.
And where do you find the money? Go upstairs where these guys are buying, got offshore money, sending jobs overseas. Make them pay that difference, not the other workers. Don't fire people and blame it on Obama. Blame it on these folks, these fat cats, who getting rich off of this almost slave labor.
Slave labor in China.
Those companies can afford it. That's just ridiculous. McDonald's, come on. Wendy's, all them. Walmart.
It's called greed. That's why we call it the marketing pulpit, people. Now, our goal here is to build strong businesses in our community to put people to work. But you know what, folks?